This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Hello. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Fordham Resources. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They are the main title sponsor of the show. We begin this 4 o'clock hour on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East, by thanking Fordham Resources for sponsoring this show. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Amazing story, one of the greatest ones in the history of Wall Street. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. 180 square miles is about 9 times bigger than Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Please visit FordhamResources.com for a complete review. That's FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Thank you for sponsoring this show. We've got our guest. Rarely do we have a guest in the very first hour. That's kind of rare. Very first segment of the hour, I should say. Segment number one is where I rant and ramble about all the big news stories of the day. But we've got David Rubin, and we want to grab him while we've got him. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He's the author of Trump and the Jews. He's the founder of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, formed after he and his then 3-year-old son were wounded in a terror attack. His website is davidrubinisrael.com, davidrubinisrael.com. And we welcome to the show. Hey, David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Wayne.
I hear you just landed in New York. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, welcome to New York. So tell me about the before we get into the wall and illegal immigration, all of that, I want to get into the election, the presidential election going on in Israel. A lot of people care about that with Bibi Netanyahu now under indictment, right? If I'm not correct, if I understand the situation correctly, they indicted him, correct? But yet it's the most trumped up garbage I've ever seen in my life from what I read of it. And I just saw a poll where he just took the lead. Kind of reminds me of America with the witch hunt by Robert Mueller and Donald Trump. Trump's going to win. Everyone in the rest of the world probably thought Trump is about to be indicted. And meanwhile, Trump's going to win the election. And I'm sure Netanyahu's in the same position. But you tell me. You know more than I do.
Well, first of all, we're not talking about an indictment. There is no indictment yet. The Attorney General has announced his intention to indict Netanyahu pending a hearing, which isn't going to be held until the summertime. So while it's possible that there may be something there, there may be some dirt there, the fact is it's not going to affect the election. Most of the public isn't swayed by things like that, and most of the public believes that you're innocent until proven guilty, which is something that would take a very long time to actually happen. So while there may be something more than what there was with President Trump, it's not going to affect the election. People in Israel vote based on ideology. It's a parliamentary system. We have a lot of political parties. The person who leads the largest party is usually tasked with creating the governing coalition by forming agreements with the other parties. And so it's very close right now between the left of center candidate Benny Gantz and his party, it's called the Blue and White Party, and on the other hand, of course, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud, So it's very close. Netanyahu has been trailing most of the campaign. He has, according to the polls, he's shot ahead a couple of times. But for the most part, he has been trailing. The key is the right of center parties, which probably would put him over the top in terms of coalition. And so he doesn't have to get the most votes, actually, in order to win the election.
All right. And the latest poll today does show him pulling ahead. So, I mean, I just think it's interesting because it's very comparable and applicable to what's been happening in the United States. There's a lot of people who are out to get Netanyahu on the left, and he just seems to keep surviving and have nine lives. And the same thing holds true for Donald Trump. Trump is a Netanyahu. Netanyahu is a Trump. Very similar people, very similar views. And I think if you listen to the media in Israel, you probably get the same impression as you listen to the media in America. It's very left-wing, and most of them don't like Netanyahu, and here most of them don't like Trump. So what you hear isn't necessarily what the people believe. That's where I think the comparableness, applies. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. Well, that is true. The media, the left-wing media in Israel is particularly vicious. And they used to be more vicious than the media in the United States.
Hard to believe.
But I don't know. In the past few years, CNN and MSNBC have actually surpassed the viciousness of the left-wing media in Israel. The left-wing media in Israel, they just want Israel to be just a nation like all the other nations. Not God forbid to be considered the chosen people, as far as the left-wing media in Israel is concerned. They're as secular as a secular go, and they're filled with guilt. They think that we took the land from this fictional people called the Palestinians, and when the reality is that Israel has been a nation for well over 3,000 years, and we always, we had our nation for over 1,000 years as an independent nation in the land of Israel. We were scattered around the world for 2,000 years, and then we came back. We did the unpardonable sin of coming back to our country that we were driven out of. And then the Arabs came along from different parts of the Arabian Peninsula, and they said, "This is our country." Well, it was never their country. And they created a people. They call themselves the Palestinian people, but they never were a people. It's one of the greatest hoaxes in modern world history. But unfortunately for them, there are people like myself who write books such as Trump and the Jews and expose their lies by spreading a little truth to the world.
Well, I mean, if you're going to write a book called Trump and the Jews, then obviously you've been in a very good mood the last couple of weeks because Trump has done it again. He supported the Golan Heights. Here's the guy who, supported the move of the UN, U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and supported calling Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Here's a guy that took the Jews' side again and again and again against the Palestinians. Here's a guy that kicked the Palestinians out of their own embassy in Washington, D.C. He defunded many of the programs for Palestinians until they come back to the table and they honestly want peace. Trump has been the friendliest and nicest American president to Israel in the history of the United States of America and in the history of Israel. Do you agree?
Well, I used to say that President Trump is the best president since Harry Truman, the best president for United States-Israel relations. I think I may have even said that in my book, Trump and the Jews. But the fact is, since then, since the book came out, he's recognized the Golan Heights, which is pivotal and strategic and historical for Israel. He's just doing one thing after another that shows his friendship to the Jewish people and to Israel. And, I'm only hoping that some of those sleeping American Jews will wake up and really come out of their slumber, connect to their amazing biblical historical roots and, do like an Alex Haley thing and find out who they are. Because once they do, then they can be an enormous force for good, rather than, a force for liberalism, which is very problematic,
Well, can you explain to me, you're now an American Jew, is that correct? You live here permanently, yes?
No. I was born and raised in the United States. I grew up in a place called Brooklyn that you may have heard of.
Yeah, my father grew up in Pitkin Avenue, Brownsville, Brooklyn.
Okay, well, I lived in East Flatbush, not too far from there. I had a Jewish return to roots. I moved to Israel 27 years ago, and I've been there ever since. I served the community of Shiloh or Shiloh as its mayor. I was wounded in a terrorist attack in a shooting attack, along with my 3-year-old son who was shot in the head. We both survived, and I established the Shiloh or Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. And the purpose is to help terror victim children in Israel. So I've become a full Israeli, but technically I'm still an American citizen, and I still love the United States of America, and I'm very connected to both countries. So, all of the anti-Semites, such as Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, the new congresswomen, I tell them, look, I'm a dual citizen of both countries. I love both countries. There is no contradiction between the two because we have similar value systems, unlike the jihadist Islam value system that those two women adhere to. And, they can just take their anti-Semitic comments and, go someplace else with them, unless Nancy Pelosi decides to remove Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee, which
she
has done a long time
ago.
But
she won't. Unless she says something even further. But, for the most part, I think the whole Democratic Party has become anti-Semitic. Hey, we're headed to an ad break. Hang on the phone. And when we get back, I want to talk about the wall in Israel and how it applies to the wall in the United States. David Rubin, be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea, not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor director Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now! Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Newsmax TV, that'll be hour number 3 coming up in about, 35 minutes or so. At 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, you'll see me on Newsmax TV, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish. We're also on Fios and UVerse and Comcast Xfinity and Charter and many other cable systems all over the country. We reach 80 million homes. We have the number one show on Newsmax TV is the Wayne Allen Root Show. I've got Bill O'Reilly with me 3 times a week. I interviewed him earlier today, and you'll see my interview with Bill O'Reilly. And to make it simple, if you do not get the Wayne Allen Root Show or Newsmax TV on your local cable system, just call this number toll free and we'll connect you free to your local cable system, where you will tell them, I demand Newsmax TV because I want to watch Wayne Root. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. You can watch me at 8 o'clock Eastern every night, and it repeats the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern as well, so twice a day on Newsmax TV. All right, let's get back to my guest, David Rubin. He's calling in from New York City. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of Trump and the Jews, founder of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. You can find it at ShilohIsraelChildren.org. Shiloh, S-H-I-L-O-H, ShilohIsraelChildren.org. David, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Alan.
All right.
Wayne, it's
Wayne Allen, so it's okay. It's cool. A lot of people make that mistake. And by the way, I don't use the name Allen. The only reason I include my middle name is because my initials spell War, and it's easy for everyone to remember War. Everyone knows me as War, Wayne Allen Root. So that's the only reason I mention Allen, but it confuses some guests. They call me Allen. It's very funny, actually.
That's a good one. That's a good one. of course, you believe in peace also.
I do. It's not that I believe in war, but, you know, I grew up the only Israeli Jewish kid in a rough Italian neighborhood on the Bronx borderline. And then I went to an all-black high school, so it was just Wayne Root, 85%, 90% black, and a few really roughneck Italian kids, and Wayne Root, the Jew. And I learned that you need to threaten war 24 hours a day to get peace. So I think war is the most important thing in the whole world, because I avoided war. I got in very few fights. I got in a few fights where I got beat up badly, and then I got in a few fights where I was taught to fight by the Italian kids, and I beat the other guy up badly, and then I never got in another fight the rest of my life. Once you win a fight, you don't need to get in fights. People are afraid of you. So I learned that war is good. War is not a bad thing. You want to avoid it.
I have often pointed that out about President Trump.
Yes.
You know, who grew up in Queens, you know, which is right next to Brooklyn. And, you know, people don't understand, you know, how he was this candidate who was calling everybody names. And I, you know, some people didn't like that. And, you know, and sometimes I don't like it either. But I understand it because I come from Brooklyn and Trump comes from Queens. And that's a place where you learn that whatever they do to you, you got to do it twice as bad to them. Otherwise,
exactly.
You're not going to survive.
Exactly. And by the way, everyone thinks he learned that on the streets of Queens, but actually, Donald Trump was sent away to military school, and I'm sure that's where he learned it, because if there's anything that's more of a brutal dog-eat-dog environment than the streets of Brooklyn or Queens or where I grew up, the Bronx and Mount Vernon, New York, it's going to be military school where you're just tortured from the moment you get there, and you either fight back or you're just going to be a weak-willed, you know, just mentally destroyed person the rest of your life. If you fight back and you win, you're going to be the strongest, most confident person in the world with chutzpah, and that describes Donald Trump. And I think he fought back and he won, and that changed his life. So, you know, and that's what happened to me. I was either going to fight back and win, or I was going to just spend the rest of my life getting, you know, the crap kicked out of me, and I decided I was never going to get the crap kicked out of me again. So, and that describes very few American Jews, David. That describes Israeli Jews.
Yeah.
That's why I've always
felt
more at home with Israeli Jews than American Jews. Because most American Jews were not brought up in rough circumstances. They know nothing about how rough the world is and how you've got to fight back. So I love Trump, and I think he's great, and I'm the world's biggest Trump rooter, excuse the pun. So let's talk very quickly, because radio's so fast, we almost talked out of the segment. Just the wall. The wall worked in Israel, correct?
Correct. We have a couple of walls in Israel. And where there's the wall that separates Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank, from a lot of from the big cities in Israel, and that keeps out the terrorists. And then there's the southern wall down near Egypt, which keeps out the illegal immigrants that are coming in just to find work or make trouble. And those two walls both have worked. They've both been remarkably successful. They're a combination of concrete wall and fencing and high-tech devices, but it all goes together. You can't have one without the other.
Hey, David, we got to run. The music is on, and we got seconds to go. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, thank you for coming on. DavidRubinIsrael.com is the website. Wayne Allyn, right back with the president's assistant.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A second woman is accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior. Amy Lapos tells a newspaper in Connecticut that in 2009, Biden put his hand around her neck and pulled her close to rub noses with her. Lapos doesn't believe it was sexual, but did suggest it crossed the line with her. This after a Nevada woman came forward last week accusing Biden of grabbing her shoulders and smelling her hair and kissing her head during an event in 2014. As President Trump continues to say there's an immigration crisis on the southern border, acting ICE Director Ron Vitello says the agency cannot keep up with all the people coming across.
They come into CBP custody. They're sometimes transferred to ICE, but if you're a child or you come with your child to the border, you're being released. Since December, ICE has had to release 125,000 family members into the United States. That's just since December this year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. For Tangible Investments, the sponsor of this segment of the show, they've got what I call golden credibility. 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They are a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. Discount's a very good word, right? You get it very inexpensively. And they've got a very smart, talented visionary for CEO, Silvano De Genova. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. Everyone needs gold and silver in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control. Wealth insurance. You need wealth insurance just in case. Buy it from a company with credibility and integrity, but buy it at a discount. Tangible wants to prove that after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. If you're a qualified client, you get that gift free without buying a single thing. $199 gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call them at 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Reed sent you. We've got our guest here, direct from the White House. Brooke Rollins is assistant to the President for Strategic Initiatives, a very cool title, and we are jealous because that is a very, very good title, Brooke. I like that. I'd like that on my resume. Assistant to the President of the United States for Strategic Initiatives. Are you thrilled and tickled pink that you've got that title too?
It's pretty awesome, I will tell you. I get to every day help this president, the disruptor in chief, the guy who will not allow the status quo to continue. I get to help him figure out what are the most transformative issues in the country and how we help the most Americans and then how we get them done. It's pretty joyful for sure.
All right. Well, very cool. And, you know, I'm someone who believes, and I had, I can't remember every name. I have so many guests that you start to lose your mind after a while. I'll come up with it in a second. But all I can tell you is I've mentioned to other people who are very close to the president. Hogan Gidley I had on last week. That's who it was. I was trying to remember who was on. Hogan was on last week. It's hard to remember who was on. I had 50 guests. Hogan Gidley was on, and I said the same thing to him I'm going to say to you. Bring this back to the president, please, that the way to embarrass the Democrats is with this Green New Deal, and he gets that. He knows that. I don't have to tell him that. But he should come up with, to make it special, we need our own Trump Green New Deal. But it isn't about global warming or green energy. It's about green as in money. And Trump's Green New Deal should be the fact that first step one of the tax cuts was he gave this wonderful tax cut to corporations, and that was great. We had bonuses. We had lots of people hired. We had lots of raises. Wages went up. Stock market went up, the economy went up, all great. But take it from me, I swear to you, Brooke Rollins, that the average person didn't get a lot of money back on their tax return because it was very little tax cut for individuals. Now he needs part two, a Reagan-esque tax cut for individuals, and call it the Trump Green New Deal. And compare that to their Green New Deal where they're going to be 90% tax rates. And there won't be cars anymore or planes anymore. There won't be homes anymore. And there won't be cows anymore. So no one will ever eat steaks or cheeseburgers again. Compare that to letting people keep more of their own hard-earned money in our Green New Deal, and we win by a landslide in 2020.
You are a genius, Wayne Allen Root. I love that, and I think this president has proven out what, you know, we saw back in the States. I'm from Texas, and less taxes, less government means more prosperity. And what that means is that everyone has a chance at the American dream, but especially those at the bottom of the economic ladder. And that's who we're fighting for, and that's who would benefit from your Green New Deal. So, yes. That's awesome.
All right, good. And that's, you know, I'm the biggest supporter. I think you know, everyone in the White House knows how Wayne Root feels about Donald Trump. I love the guy, and I fought for him to get elected, and I fight for him every day, 3 hours a day on national radio, an hour a day on Newsmax TV, number one show on Newsmax TV, column now nationally syndicated in newspapers, new book coming out called Trump Rules. Doesn't mean I don't think there are things left undone. We need more money in our pockets, the average American. The taxes are too damn high. Remember the guy in
No doubt.
New York, that ran for mayor, he said the rents were too damn high. The taxes are too damn high still. That hasn't been solved yet. And he's got to go back and lower the individual tax rates. And I think people will reward him with such a victory in 2020. It'll be like a Nixon-McGovern landslide. That's what will happen if he gives people more money and shows them if they get in, they take away all our money. Anyway, now to the topic you called in about, and that's what matters for Donald Trump, our wonderful president, and Brooke Rollins, assistant to the president, and that is the First Step Act. He signed it today. Tell everybody what the First Step Act really means for America.
Well, we just been literally, Wayne Allen, I literally just ran from the East Room, the East Wing, where we were celebrating with the president and about 300 faith leaders and conservative movement leaders and senators and congressmen. And even we had 6 or 8 people that had just been released under the First Step Act, which is the transformative, once-in-a-generation bill that passed transforming our criminal justice system. And we worked really hard. A lot of your listeners may or may not know about it, but the idea that maybe we need to relook at how we're warehousing and what our criminal justice system looks like, and really we patterned it after the states. My Texas had led the way for a decade on how you maybe don't need to build more prisons, but instead invest in things like vocational training and education and drug addiction services, and then ultimately what that does is it lowers the crime rate. In Texas, we lowered it by 30% over a decade. So today at the White House, we celebrated the bipartisan passed First Step Act that's looking to really give Americans a second chance and truly transform the criminal justice system.
Well, I think it's great. And, a lot of conservatives probably didn't understand this. I'm conservative on like 98% of all issues, but I'm a little bit liberal on a couple of issues, and one of them was this one. I do think there's a lot of people who have been unfairly sent to prison for long, long periods of time, like 20 years, 30 years, life.
40 years,
And they didn't commit a violent crime. They were dumb enough to do drugs. Okay, why not give them rehab, or why not give them 5 years in prison? But
that's right.
Life in prison when you didn't actually kill anybody, I think it's crazy. So
yeah.
I've always been on this side, and maybe it's because I'm a Jewish kid who grew up in an all-black neighborhood, went to an all-black high school, and I just think that there is some unfairness in the criminal justice system, and I think it was weighted towards blacks who were, with the idea of crack cocaine versus other forms that whites may have used. I think it's, once in a while as a conservative, you just have to admit something's going on that's unfair, and I've been one of the leaders in that. So I'm with you, Brooke. I'm a conservative who agrees with you 110%.
Well, I love it, and I will tell you, 10 years ago, really 15 when we started this effort in Texas, and it was with Rick Perry and some other great conservatives, we said, if we can change the way conservatives think about this, or not necessarily change the way they think, but really educate them that America has 4% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's incarcerated, and most of those people are nonviolent, low-level drug users, and guess what? 95% of them are coming back out at some point anyway. Why don't we change the way we approach this? Instead of putting so many people in jail, let's send them through drug courts. Let's talk about rehabilitation. Let's talk about addiction services. Let's talk about changing occupational licensing so when they come out, they can become electricians or welders or plumbers or go to college. We had someone here today, Sean Hopwood, who was a bank robber. He served time. He served good time for that. He's now a professor at Georgetown Law School, and one of his students is President Trump. Trump's daughter, Tiffany.
You gotta be kidding me. That's hilarious.
No, it's a true story. So there are so many great stories. And what's been really incredible is to see this president really lean into this issue. He didn't campaign on it. It wasn't something he'd really spent much time talking or thinking about. But having spent now 2 years here in the White House and really beginning to become educated and understanding what's happening, but also looking at the red states that have led the way on this, like Texas, like Kentucky, like Georgia, like Indiana under Governor Pence, we began to see that really at the federal level, we're behind and we need to catch up. And that's what the First Step Act did.
Well, I like it. I think it's great. And I think more importantly, it goes into your argument and my argument, I'm sure, that President Trump, if he's a racist, he's the worst racist that ever lived because he's actually very, very bad at it. He's actually been wonderful for the black community. How can you say he's a racist when you got the lowest black unemployment and Obama never passed anything to help black prisoners and black drug addicts? And this guy just did. It seems to me he's a great black president, even though he's white. He's been great for the black people like Bill Clinton. He's like the greatest black president. Come on, this is silly.
I think that's exactly right. You know, I say all the time, too, I say, okay, let's look at this. So we have passed the most significant criminal justice reform bill of a generation. We have the lowest Black, Hispanic unemployment numbers on record ever. We are fighting for school choice and education opportunity, which affects those communities the most. Sweet Ivanka Trump, who's one of the most impressive people I've ever worked with, has been fighting for a workforce initiative that talks about reskilling and talks about completely changing the way we think about our workforce. We have 7.5 million unfilled jobs in this country. What are we doing? How do we reform the higher education system so that we've got a system where people can really get a good job but don't necessarily have to have loads of debt once they finish? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This president has done more for America than probably any president, at least in my lifetime, in terms of lifting them to the American dream. But the people it affects the most are African American, Hispanic, lower income distressed communities around this country. I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, and that's exactly what the wall helps. You know, I never understood if I was Hispanic, if I was Black, if I was Muslim, if Trump keeps other people from coming in the country by the millions, that means I get a job or I keep my job or my wages go up. If I was Muslim American, if I was Hispanic American, if I was African American, I'd love the fact that he's making sure that my wages go up and I keep my job. I think this guy's been great for minorities and people of color, and I want to thank him and I want to thank you for coming on the show. You've been wonderful. We always appreciate it, Brooke.
Wayne Allen Root, you are a great blessing. Thank you for everything you've done, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You got it. Brooke Rollins, Assistant to the President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump, for Strategic Initiatives. She's got a good bio and a good title, and we appreciate her coming on the show. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, coming up in about 14 minutes. Number one show in Newsmax. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Ron Khoury and his great book, Tenacity. Ron Khoury is spelled C-O-U-R-Y, Ron Khoury. His book is Tenacity, as in I am one tenacious mofo. And he is a tenacious mofo. I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. He wrote Tenacity. We're like the same people. That must be why we get along so well. Ron's been a good friend of mine for quite a few years now in Las Vegas. He's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine. And he fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. And an entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. His book is called Tenacity. It's the raw story of what it takes to make it. And he's got the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. Story so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. And so how do you get it? You go to Amazon today and you order Tenacity by Ron Khoury as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle, or the audiobook by Michael Madsen. You could listen in your car or listen on your headphones, wherever you may be. Or you can visit his website, RonCouryAuthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, RonCouryAuthor.com. Get a copy of Tenacity today. Thank you, Ron Khoury, for sponsoring the show. Some other issues in the news I haven't got a chance to talk about yet. The Chicago Police Union was out protesting today, saying Fox must go, and they were in front of her office, Fox being the Cook County State Attorney who prosecutor who let Jesse Smollett off for nothing. And look, it's just my opinion, so she can't sue me. It's just my opinion. Wayne Root said she's a public figure. I believe she's corrupt. I believe she's horrible. I believe that she should either go to jail and face some sort of horrible charges, because I think she's done something horrible. Whether she took a payoff or whether she just thought, hey, he's black and it's Chicago and we don't put a black celebrity in prison. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I think it's probably more of the payoff variety. It's either that or Trump derangement syndrome. But either way, I think if a prosecutor does something this heinous, they should be held accountable. So she should be fired. If she took a payoff, she should go to prison. And all the cops were outside her office today protesting, and they held signs saying, Kim, do the foxtrot resign, and hey, yo, Fox must go. They demonstrated outside her office at 69 West Washington Street. And the police union warned that officers would be in full force protesting the decision to drop all 16 charges against Smollett for filing a false police report. It should have been hate crime legislation. Because if Wayne Root did the same thing, except I tried to frame black people in a hoax to make you believe they're all bad, you'd send me to jail for 20 years because you'd say it's a hate crime. So why isn't it a hate crime when the shoe's on the other foot? It's the same argument I make about racism. You know, why is it that a white person is a racist, but a black person can never be a racist? There are lots of black racists out there who do terrible things. It doesn't make sense. Why is it that if a white person commits a crime, it's a hate crime against a black person? But if a black person mugs a white person or murders a white person, why isn't that a hate crime? Oh, because they do it to everybody, white or black, so it can't be a hate crime. You know, like in Chicago, mostly it's blacks killing blacks. So if a black happens to kill one white, well, then it can't be a hate crime because blacks just do it to everybody. Is that really what you mean? Is that the reason? I don't know. It's pretty strange to me. But it seems to me that if it's a hate crime, it's a hate crime. So if you try and frame an entire race of people, it's a hate crime. Doesn't matter if you're black or you're white or you're Latino or you're Native American. It's a hate crime. Meanwhile, Reverend Jesse Jackson and other clergy held a rally in support of Fox down the street. Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition said the civil rights leader will join fellow clergy, elected officials, attorneys, and community activists for a rally at the Chicago Temple supporting the embattled prosecutor. He called criticism of Fox unreasonable, unjustified, and politically motivated. Can you imagine if I did the same thing against black people and a prosecutor who was white threw all the charges out? You'd have nationwide rioting, not protests, rioting. Chicago would be on fire. It's just an incredible double standard, the likes of which I'm sick of, and so are 63 million Trump voters, and that's why we voted for Trump. We're sick of business as usual. And by the way, speaking of liberal jerks, New York City is the most unlivable city in the world now, but wait till 2021. They're going to start hitting you with tolls just for driving into the city. Lawmakers in New York State approved charging a toll for drivers heading into downtown Manhattan with the goal of relieving traffic congestion and raising funds for the city subway system, the first ever for a U.S. city. In other words, they're going to charge you for driving into New York City below 60th Street. Nearly all vehicles transiting below 60th Street in Manhattan will need to pay a toll. A panel of experts now decide the exact amount, but the estimates are passengers will pay $10 to $12 a day. Trucks will pay $25. What this will be is hundreds of dollars a month for the average person, thousands of dollars for the average businessman or woman. All the menu prices are going up at every restaurant in Manhattan. All the grocery prices will go up because all the trucks that deliver the groceries and the food to the restaurants and the napkins to the restaurants and the forks and the knives and the uniforms to the restaurants are all going to have huge, huge bills because of this toll. And so, you know, it's just like Jersey just passed a rain tax. Now New York City's passing a, well, I should call it like a breathing tax. You want to breathe the air in lower 60th Street, Manhattan? Anything below 60th, we're going to charge you for breathing the air. This is what liberals do. They make life unlivable. You want to go to New York City? I don't. You can have it. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV right now.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.